views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the leading edge of personal, social, and global transformation, The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, is making connections that inspire and accelerate individual and collective awakening. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers from around the world to explore social change, the generative power of conscious, co-creative practice, and what's emergent with health, science, spirituality, and the evolution of consciousness. Break through the illusion of separation, explore the infinite field of possibilities, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Well, hello everyone and welcome. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, here on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm so glad you're here joining us today as we explore our interconnected lives and world. And we have a treat for you here today. I can't wait to really get into this conversation. You know, sometimes life just stops working. And have you ever experienced that when things just start falling apart or breaking down? My friend Barbara Marks Hubbard says that breakdowns lead to breakthroughs. And more than 14 weeks ago, life broke down for me, literally, when I broke my leg and my ankle. I've been on a pilgrimage ever since, a pilgrimage of the soul. But on my pilgrimage, I can't walk. I can't even take a step yet without using crutches. And this journey, even though I can't step, it's been full and rich and full of meaning and lessons and healing and epiphanies and emotion. Oh my gosh, emotion. Cathartic moments out of nowhere just happen. And it's been quite a journey. It has indeed been one holy moment after another as I've journeyed through this breakdown and looking for the grace and those beautiful moments that come up. So my guest today has been on a pilgrimage of her own. She says a pilgrimage from humbled to healed. For her, life was falling apart. And within the course of 6 weeks, she'd suffered the unexpected death of two close family members, and her marriage imploded, as she says. As the world-renowned spiritual teacher and intuitive guide, she was supposed to have everything figured out, but didn't. How could she have not seen this coming? Well, she's going to tell us all about that. And in her need to regain her spiritual footing, she's turned to the age-old practice of pilgrimage and set out, get this, to walk across northern Spain. Yes, walk 500 miles, I think it is. Today, we're going to hear how her breakdown has led to her powerful healing breakthroughs. So I invite you to take a few deep breaths, bring your awareness into this moment as you open your mind, connect with your heart, connect with your breath, and settle into your essential self as I introduce my guest, Sonia Choquette. She's a world-renowned intuitive guide and spiritual teacher, and is the author of 19 international best-selling books, including the New York Times bestseller, The Answer is Simple, as well as numerous audio programs and card decks. Sonia was educated at the University of Denver and the Sorbonne in Paris. She holds a PhD in metaphysics from the American Institute of Holistic Theology. Welcome, Sonia. It is so nice to have you on our program.
Thank you so much. I'm very honored to be on your program, and I'm sorry about your broken leg.
Oh, thank you. Well, maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that during the program, because it has been a personal pilgrimage for me, and there are so many parallels. You know, when I read about your story and your book, and it's a beautiful book, and I want to tell our listeners, it's called Walking Home, and it is just so beautiful, and the cover just makes me feel good looking at it, Sonia. I want to start, though, by we have a tradition here on our show of really gathering people's opinions and thoughts and beliefs about unity consciousness and what that really means in our world. So I like to start off the show by asking, what does all things connected mean to you?
Well, it brings us to the truth that no matter how much our ego minds create illusions that set up a world that appears to be me against the other, me against the world, me against you, we're connected by our breath, we're connected by our heartbeats, and so all human beings are connected because we're all sharing the experience of the human journey and the human classroom. But on an even deeper level, everything is energy. And that energy, we're all connected to one another and to our world by that energy. Nobody's on the outside. We're all, our minds create illusions that we're alone. But we're never alone. So we're not only connected to one another and to our planet and to our physical world, but we're connected to our spirit and all the support, the unseen support of the spirit world as well. So what it means to me is that is the statement for healing everything that we're afraid of.
Mm. Wow. Thank you for that. You know, you have spent, I think, 30 years as an intuitive. So you've had this direct experience of being literally connected with that realm. And that in itself is inspiring to me. So let's just set the stage for your new book by talking about that and backing up. You've been an intuitive and a spiritual teacher for some time. You've written books. You've been teaching and traveling all around. What happened?
Well, you know, I've actually started teaching. My very first class, I was only 15 years old, and I started doing personal readings and realized I have a gift of being pretty perceptive and intuitive when I was even younger than that. But I realized that what I wanted to do was not just be a resource for answers, but to actually be a teacher and help people reconnect to their own intuition. And it's been a very fulfilling experience. I've helped people get in touch with their intuition and learn to trust it and align with their spirit. But in the meantime, there were just aspects of my life that were painful, as all human beings have, because the human journey is challenging for all of us. And whenever I met with any of those experiences, I use my spiritual tools to understand, mentally forgive, to let go, to rise above, and then my idealism to say I'm going to make this better. And in many ways, that worked for me. But eventually what happened was when my brother died in his sleep and the stress caused my father to die and then the grief caused my marriage to end, I realized that there were so many parts of my own human experience that I had just basically spiritualized away. I didn't want to be troubled by them. I didn't want to be wounded. I didn't want to feel like I wanted to hold on to any of that. And yet, rather than it going away, it just got shoved kind of into my bones and into the background. And when all these things happened all at once, they all came flying out with a vengeance. And I realized there was a whole emotional piece of me that I had not really fully acknowledged and healed. And it was demanding, in all of this grief and loss, it was demanding attention.
Mm. You know, Sonia, this brings up a really good point, and we need to take a break just here in a minute, but the piece of really living a spiritual life, a lot of times we think that we're above emotion, that the emotional qualities of, you know, that grief and anger and frustration, all of these things aren't spiritual. And on your journey, you point to something even more spiritual by really moving into it. And it's a beautiful story in pilgrimage. So I can't wait to tell our guests more about it and have you share more. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show. We'll be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
We're back, and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. My guest today is the beautiful Sonia Choquette, and I'm so happy to have her here. Sonia, we were talking right before break about how life just started falling apart, and here you are, a spiritual teacher, and you really got in touch with some emotion that you really didn't process or integrate before that time, and sometimes as a spiritual teacher, and even spiritual people feel like that's not real, but you're moving into this pilgrimage really moved you into your authentic self, and listening to you speak and reading your words on the page, it was so, what do I want to say, palpable. We could even just feel your emergence into those places and those discoveries. So let's talk about that. Things start breaking down, emotions there, and you hear, go for a walk. Let's do a pilgrimage.
Well, I prayed because I felt like I was so heartbroken and in grief and was faced with emotions that I thought I had long overcome. And so I really prayed. And part of the way I tried to deal with my frustrations and my upset and my grief was I took a kickboxing class and I ended up breaking my kneecap in an over exuberant moment. And so when I was praying, I just said, I can't stand in any integrity in front of anybody and uplift anybody until I heal my own heartbreak. And my prayer, I was guided to walk the Camino de Santiago, which is a very ancient pilgrimage across northern Spain. And I thought it was such a surprise because I just myself got out of a wheelchair. So I thought, wow, this is clearly not me making this up to get that kind of guidance. But I have worked with intuition my whole life, and I know and I knew that, okay, that's my guidance. So I'm going to say yes. And crazy as it sounds, I'm not a hiker, you know, I'm a city slicker, and yet, and that's what you see on the cover, you know, I'm the one who dresses up and goes and teaches wonderful workshops in very dramatic shoes, and here I had to get on my hiking boots and start walking. But knowing enough to trust my guidance, I just set out in pure faith and set off to get clear. I had no other agenda. I couldn't even think to the end of the thing. I wasn't thinking. I was just following my guidance and praying that somehow my heart would heal when I set off. And I left in absolute faith that something good would come about it, and that's as far as I could think.
Hmm. So you packed, you knew.
Yes, I should have gotten ready a little bit. You know, being who I am, I'm not a planner. I'm a look and leaper. So I waited till the last minute, and then I decided I better get going. And so I went to REI, which is this outdoor store, and I ended up, you know, I was so naive, and I ended up just loading myself up with every possible thing that I thought I could need to go on this big, you know, 35-day trek, and spent $800 and had so much stuff I could barely shove it into my Volkswagen. And as I'm putting in the car, I'm thinking, how in God's earth am I going to in any way put this on my back and
get across Spain. And you know, I ended up not carrying it all on my back. I actually ended up carrying two backpacks, one with all my extra stuff and one with my that I could carry. And I had two. I named them Cheater, who was my big backpack that I had transported, and then Pilgrim was the one I carried on my back. And off we went to this huge adventure that was so life and changing and so emotionally healing and changed me on such a cellular level, day by day, inch by inch.
Step by step. So not in your wildest dreams would you imagine that you would be hiking. Not in your wildest dreams would you imagine that you would get everything you need in a backpack and literally be in snow in June. But you set off on the track in faith. And I love that piece about your story because you do know guidance and you were clearly being guided. And so I love that about it. So what did you discover as the days went on, as the steps went on? There were some real sacred teachings from your experience in your pilgrimage. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, the first thing I realized is that as I was walking, I was communicating with my father who had passed, and I was talking to him. I had a lot of hurt and anger around him, and I had a chance to talk to him, and I realized with each step in the mornings, I would just sort of unload all my emotions. But by nighttime, sometime around the afternoon, it was like an emptying, and those were feelings that needed to be witnessed and heard. So it's like they moved out of my bones, the things I had denied, the things I had ignored, the things I didn't want to acknowledge. And once I started voicing them and feeling them, then they actually began to move on. And so I found what was the most challenging to walk the Camino was not the burdens of the heavy backpack, but really of these heavy emotions and unprocessed feelings. And the longer I walked and the more I began to witness myself with more love and compassion, like I was so willing to witness everyone else but had failed to really do for me, that bit by bit, my heart began to get lighter. My spirit began to return And, you know, the weather on the trip really matched the weather, the tempest inside of me, because it snowed. I went in late June or late May. It was almost June. And the very first day I started out on the over the Pyrenees Mountains, it snowed. And it snowed for 5 days. And it was windy and rainy and gray and muddy and cold. And I laughed. I said, of course this would be the way it is. I mean, of course this would match my inner scenario. But I just kept walking. I just kept praying. And every day some gorgeous experience that I did not even know was waiting for me or could happened. People I met and how it was just in such alignment with my prayer. It was very humbling. That is the word.
Yeah, so everyone along your path became the spiritual teacher, and you were just in receivership.
Absolutely. One of the first people I met on the Camino was this interesting man. He was trying to create a connection with me, but I was guided to walk in silence, and so I kind of didn't want to talk to him or anybody. It wasn't personal. It was just that I wanted to be available to my inner journey, and yet he just kept trying to connect with me. And finally, we ended up at the end of the day. I'm in the middle of no man's land in this very small little albergue, which is like a little hostel, and who comes walking in but this fairy guy. So it's like, of course, here we are. And then the next thing you know, and he's Greek and I speak English, and but he ends up just pouring his heart out to me about his own childhood experiences and how he was molested and how much shame he had. And I was able to hold the space for him, and he just sobbed and cried, and I could feel, I was grateful I could be there. And then next thing you know, he was trying to molest me, so I was like, ah, I ran away, and I got away from him. But the next morning, I woke up and snuck out, and I was annoyed and angry. And then the next thing you know, I remembered an experience that I had so forgotten about, where when I was a teenager and doing readings, I went to do a reading for a person who put a gun in my head and tried to rape me. And I'd so forgotten about it that I shoved it so deeply. I never told anyone about it. I never, you know, share. I felt like it was my fault, which often when you're young or when you've been put in a situation that's like this, you will blame yourself. And as I walked, I was able to free myself of that. And who knows how that had affected me all these years. So I thought, how interesting that I helped him, then he awakened something in me, and though in the moment it was distressing, I was able to purge something that I had lived with my whole life and clearly had an influence on how I felt about myself and how I felt about life that I was able to let go of. So it was just things like this that were in such divine order. It was just nonstop like that.
I love that example, because everything on your journey becomes a metaphor and a reflection, like a mirror right back at you. And you've had some really powerful lessons. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to hear more about these powerful lessons. And we're going to talk a lot about forgiveness, because this purging is really important. So we're going to take a quick break. When we return, more with Sonia Choquette.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
This is Dr. Julie Kroll. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. My guest today is Sonia Choquette, and we are talking about Walking Home, her new book, which is a pilgrimage from humbled to healing. And what a beautiful story. And Sonia, I'm going to back up. We were talking about really a lot of that emotion right before the break, and really your ability to purge that. And I have to tell you, I'm in week 15 now of this broken leg experience, which has been quite fascinating. And like we were talking about right before the break, it seems like everything becomes a metaphor, or everything becomes a mirror just showing me back. And I've had so many moments, literally, like you, of this purging, where I would have this cathartic experience of just breaking out into tears or hysterical laughter, just at any moment's time. It's been fascinating as I've watched myself. So before we go into the forgiveness, because you really talk a lot about the way of forgiveness here, which is really important, but why is it important for us as human beings to do this purging and to look at ourselves and to do this inner work?
Well, first of all, I believe, especially for women, we've been taught that there's a certain acceptable way to be. And that way means that we can't have needs, and we're not to have any range of emotions, including anger. And we're here to, our measure of our spirituality is how much we can do for others at our own expense. The problem with that is that it builds up such an inauthentic relationship to ourself, so much self-judgment, so much self-wounding on top of just the wounding that goes on around us. And so rather than going away, it becomes cumulative. And it keeps us from being truly available to our spirit, to other people, to real intimate connections. And when I started to go back and begin to reconnect with so many emotions that I had judged unacceptable, or felt ashamed of, or went back and had to face so many of my own needs that were I was told were not allowed or not acceptable, and that my needs, period, were not acceptable. Well, that creates such a shame and an anger, because the function of anger is to say, stop this. This is crazy. This isn't real. This isn't honest, and it's not loving. And it teaches us to deny ourselves as human beings, and all of those things I was just as subject to as anyone else. And by walking and coming to peace and healing and moving into a state of real deep appreciation for myself, I believe that in that I could start being available to others and begin to find my compassion for others at a deeper level, to begin to find my compassion for other human beings. And that was the basis for the real forgiveness.
Yeah, the self-compassion piece is so clear, and I love how that's threaded through the book Walking Home. It's really beautiful. And the other piece that I watched happen in your book, it's beautiful. Thank you for that. As a reader, we walk with you and we begin to discover our own pieces right alongside you. But the other piece that I noticed was that the burdens shifted from what other people's beliefs and actions and things that have happened to you into your discovery of how you've done that to yourself, how you adopted it, how you really, you know, you were picking up the beliefs and making choices from that place. And you saw yourself in that way. And then you began with more compassion to clear that.
Well, as I learned to clear the compassion and or clear and free my own wounded self and begin to love my own wounded self and address and honor my own experience, not that I'm wallowing in it, but that I really am, was willing to say, this experience is not who I am today. And I can't deny myself out of this experience. Mm-hmm. I have to be with it, acknowledge it, feel it, learn from it, and then I can move on and grow from it. But to just shove it, which is what I had done, and not consciously. Consciously, I thought I was all good. Consciously, I thought that I had forgiven everybody. And yet, what I hadn't done was allowed myself to really feel at the deepest level my own pain and grief. Once I was able to do that, I was able to begin to see past it and really sense that everybody's in pain and grief. Everybody has some degree of wounding and shaming, and we all do things.
Mm. You know, the forgiveness piece is so beautiful. And the thing that I love about this story and just your life and you telling it is it's almost as if your book, The Answer is Simple, comes more full circle for you in your life. As we look at that small individuated self of ego moving into that spiritual place again, that you were literally... By going through this, you could expand into the fullness of who you really were.
Absolutely. And not only that, but those people that cause any sort of pain or any sort of sorrow to me, I found that by coming into my own full spirit, by coming into my own recognition of myself, I really could forgive at a deeper level, and I really found a deep compassion that I was not even aware of. And I've always loved other people, and I've always felt understanding of other people. I've always felt in some way that I could forgive and not take offense, but it was how I was hurting myself.
Mm.
And this really was such an important, shift in my maturity, such an important shift in my ability to as a soul, recognize the vulnerabilities of all human beings. And while I had the love and I had the affection and I had the understanding of how we are to love our spirit, the part that I learned on the Camino and through all this grief and loss is that all parts of our life are holy. Even the parts that are in pain, even the parts that do grieve, even the parts that do get angry. And that we can't pick and choose and only say only the bright spots are acceptable and the rest needs to be rejected. Mm. And that is something that in spiritual circles, it's kind of implied, if not directly mentioned, that somehow if there's something painful, then you have failed. You have karma. There's a lesson you didn't learn. So it's sort of like a implied, this is your fault and you better admit it. And I feel like that's just a bit of that hangover of the shame and the guilt and those kind of messages that have kept people feeling small and bad about themselves. And going through this Camino and walking this journey and finding love and compassion for my own experience has really opened up that we all need to find that love and compassion for ourselves if we truly ever do want to find it for others. It has to come first for ourselves. Otherwise, we'll be in sort of a hiding place or a defended place. that doesn't really want to take, that can't take the risk of really opening up.
Yeah, you reflect on that, of really creating faults. If we're having these emotions, there's something wrong with us, or we're broken, or we're faulted. And really, when we embrace all of that with compassion, all of ourselves and this and other people with compassion, we open to this, the present moment, in such a greater capacity, and we realize we're not broken. We're really,
right.
There is no fault.
There is no fault, and human beings, we make mistakes, we affect one another, we hurt one another. And if we begin to say, I hurt, ouch, instead of I hurt, I deserve it, and I hurt and I need to find some healing, instead of I hurt and therefore I have to deny, you know, I have to hide this because I must be bad. I really feel that in my work with women and men on the phone intimately and doing readings and working with people, and what I've realized is that the things I've been going through or went through, all people go through. Mm. They're not unique to me. We've all had these experiences where we've been shamed and wounded and hurt and not witnessed, and we can start, and it's not to be a victim. It's not to get stuck in it, but to start allowing our human experience and the journey of our human experience more dignity. Mm. Instead of let's try to use our spirituality to outgrow it, let's just use our love and forgiveness and compassion to get into it and heal it from the inside out.
Yeah, I love that. Instead of really using the spirituality to pretend like it doesn't exist and we're not human. So we need to take another quick break. When we come back, I'm going to give you Sonia's contact information, and we're going to talk a little bit more about walking home. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
We're back, and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, all things connected on Transformation Talk Radio. And we've been talking with Sonia Choquette and her new book called Walking Home. It's a beautiful, like I said, you just experience it with her as she's is talking about every step of the way on this pilgrimage that she's taken. Hey, I want to remind you to look up our website, look at all the shows coming up. We got some amazing guests lined up for you, and all the archives are right there. You can find it all on thedrjulieshow.com, and as well, stay connected on our Facebook page all week long where we try to continue the conversations. And Sonia, I want to make sure that our listeners know how to contact you. So where would they find you?
You can come to my website, which is my name, so it's www.soniachoquette.com. And if you come, you can sign up for all kinds of free gifts. I have free meditation, some mini classes, even motivational music, all the things that will help your own healing experience. So I really do encourage people to come and visit me and get their free gifts so I can start helping you find your own way back to your own inner peace and tranquility.
Thank you. You know, your website is really beautiful, and it's just aesthetically easy to be on your website, but it is packed with amazing opportunities and information and classes, and there's so much there, but it is easy to be there. So thanks for having a beautiful website. I encourage you all to go to soniachoquette.com and check it out, and there's a link there of how you can order her new book as well. Sonia, how has this pilgrimage changed you, and maybe how has it changed how you view the world and your work in the world?
It's changed me. I feel like I'm not the same person that I am that I went on the pilgrimage before I went. My spirit is very calm. When I was married, it was a difficult marriage, and while I definitely love my husband, it was a struggle. We really weren't that much in harmony, and by God, I was going to make it work for us, and that was stressful, and I realized what works for me is not works for him. And so that stress is gone. I love and accept him and me and our differences, our different paths. But even more, I don't feel that I have to try so hard. I feel at ease and receptive and available to life, to how God wants me to serve, to being supportive. I'm very, very clear about my guidance. And my heart is calm and happier without it being dependent on any external scenario. So it's been a fundamental energetic, I feel like it was a catharsis. I think it was like a real closure of long pain that's no longer there, and so I feel 100% available to what's here in the moment.
Beautiful. You know, that's one of the things that touched me in the book was when you were talking about literally having this intuitive gift and feeling weird and judged, and people, you know, that's a difficult thing to deal with growing up. It's strange and weird.
Felt like even that for me, I took it in my stride, and I knew that it was a gift for me to use and to support and to teach and empower other people to use. But But the judgments and the rejection and the dismissive energies that I had to face, which actually have made me very strong and taught me not to be tied into approval, were also painful. And so walking on the Camino, I released that old pain and was just grateful that it was a path that gave me a lot of strength and did free me from the need to get approval. And so for that, I'm so grateful.
Yeah, and you talked about how as you were letting go some of this baggage, which I love how you said, you know, that baggage, the emotional baggage, was almost heavier than the real baggage or was. But as you were releasing, you discovered pieces of yourself again. You brought in more of who you are.
I definitely brought in pieces of me that had to go underground. And I found that there was a lightheartedness, and I've always been a person with good humor and able to laugh at myself, but a different kind of quieter lightheartedness, you know. I just found that I did love myself. And it was really, it's a really nice feeling, and it allows me to see and make myself available to the fact that I can really deeply love others, and I can not have that be dependent upon what they do or don't do for me. I just have a deep appreciation for human beings now that comes, I am confident, as a result of my having really finally a genuine deep appreciation for myself.
I love that. We all need that in this world today. And, you know, so much is changing on the planet, and people are stressed out, and they're feeling the shifts and the change, and there's lots of anxiety and fear. And I'm wondering what you might say to people coming from that place in just the last 3 minutes of the show, because what you discovered was moving with the whole universe with more ease and joy. And I'm wondering what you might say to others to help them release some of this and move forward.
Well, the one thing I would like to say is that you don't have to go on a big Camino pilgrimage like I did. But I do think it's beneficial to just go for a walk if you can, or if you're in the wheelchair on the crutches, at least let yourself be with yourself and feel all your feelings without judgment. And just not need to be other than where you are, as you are, and listen to your spirit, listen to your wounding with compassion. And that would really help begin to lift and heal some of this heavier old stuff. If you can walk, it's very helpful. But I even had one woman who was bedridden, and all she did was dance in her bed by wiggling around, and got completely better in a matter of a couple of months. So just shake it from your bones, and don't judge yourself to not be okay the way you are.
Thank you for that. That is really beautiful. And you know, in doing that, we become more compassionate, not only for ourselves, but others around us. And I don't know if you've noticed this in your journey and your discoveries, but it feels like we're all learning to speak truth with love right now. That seems to be coming up over and over and over again. And in doing that, we're allowing other people to just have their experiences.
Right, and that we're feeling like we're getting away from the world of right and wrong that says this is, you know, there's a certain way to be, and it's the way to be is to be what other people want instead of just be who you are. And if you can just let yourself be available to who you are and not judge yourself, that what happens is you then are absolutely more available to accepting and being present to other people without the struggle that so many of us have.
Well, Sonia, thank you for being present with us today. It was certainly a gift to me, and I'm sure all of our listeners. I really want to thank you for being with us.
It was my pleasure, and I send you blessings, healing for your leg, uplifting energy to your heart, and to all listeners to have a wonderful and happy holiday.
Oh, thank you, Sonia. Appreciate that. And I send the same to all of our listeners. Have a beautiful week, and we'll see you right back here next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.